Still there, Norlin? You're hanging on patiently. Thank you.
I am here, doctor.
And what's on your mind, sir? Thank you for calling.
Okay, a couple months ago, I called you about that HCG product.
Yes, sir.
And my wife was paralyzed in 1990 with an endarterectomy to her lower aorta. And she does have some use of her legs and so on, so she's a little better off than being totally paralyzed.
Good.
And I started the HCG the 1st of August. And I was kind of curious, what would be the length of time that I would notice any change whatsoever, even though it's been so many years since she had the paralysis occur?
Right. Let me ask you one other thing, sir. What kind of dosage are you using?
What was it, 1/2 milliliter on the thingamajig?
Okay, and that's going to be about 500 IU.
Uh-huh.
With 500 IU, which for trying to recover from a nerve, either total paralysis or partial paralysis, is really a rather low dose, I'd still say that just from watching it work or not work, that if you haven't seen anything in 3 or 4 months, you're probably not going to. However, let me tell you what the docs who were at the time were at the University of North Dakota, what they used for people who had, and this is much worse than what your wife has, okay?
Right.
But they had basically paraplegia from the neck down, just couldn't move, and one of them had no sensation. They started with really big doses. They started with, and by the way, it was a lot less expensive back then, and not just because the Federal Reserve has inflated the money supply so badly. It's because of all the restrictions that one of our very favorite federal agencies has put onto the sale of natural things through compounding pharmacies, that the cost has gone way the blink up.
Mm-hmm.
But what they were using back then, to start with anyway, and hold on to your chair, is 10,000 IU a day for the first week, and then every other day for the second week, and then twice a week until they started to see some results, and then they backed it off a little bit. And it took 3 or 4 months, but these guys were both walking, I get so excited about this, on crutches within 5 or 6 months. And this is according to the researchers. So that was a honking big dose. And just to let you know about HCG safety, sir, 2 men volunteered to be given, I am not kidding, 150,000 units of HCG all at once, and the other guy was 100,000 units all at once. And he just kind of sat there while they got the shots and said, is that all? Because they had absolutely no adverse side effects. Remember, this is the stuff we all took a bath in when we were inside a mom for 9 months, so it's very unlikely to hurt. But the quantities you're using, if you can afford to increase them, and I'm sorry about that FDA activity, they're enabling the prices of everything to go up, such as $1,000 a pill and so forth.
Right.
Anyway, but if you can afford to increase it, I certainly would encourage you to do so and see what happens in 3 or 4 months, sir.
Okay, well, that's encouraging news. Thank you. And can I have another question?
Yes, sir. Melissa just checked in, but there's nobody after Melissa, so go for it.
Okay. If a man has a vasectomy, does that interfere with the production of testosterone?
Not usually, no.
Okay.
It certainly does interfere with the sperm production, but not usually the testosterone, no.
Very good. I've often wondered about that for many years.
Okay, but remember, we're both getting older, sir, and sometimes that interferes with the production of testosterone, you know?
I never told you my age.
Well, I didn't. I'm just guessing, sir.
Yes, sir. You got it right.
Oh, okay.
Thank you, doctor.
You're welcome.
It's pleasant to talk with you.
And you too, sir. Thank you for calling.
Bye-bye, doctor.
Bye now.